Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Krista Hardin returned to her roots last week to speak to members of the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation meeting in Georgia on Friday.
I am the daughter of Georgia peanut growers. That's why I'm here. That's what qualifies me for my job. That's what gives me my passion and my love and the ability to help, to listen, to work for this great industry. And I'm talking about agriculture in general. There is nothing more important to me than agriculture. Keeping farmers on the farm and ranchers on the ranch is why I'm in Washington. It's why I'm so committed. It's why I work hard. It's why I care. It's why I give. It's why I have never forgotten where I'm from.
Hardin says it was an emotional experience for her to speak to the group of farmers from around the Southeast.
Yeah, I felt like coming home. It felt really good. I had family in the room, friends, neighbors I grew up with, colleagues, folks really I've worked with in the industry for probably more years than I want to admit. Really, it was emotional for me to be here. I identify with the peanut industry so closely because it really is. It's mom and daddy. It's generations of farmers in my own area. So I feel like a peanut farmer. I do.
One of the topics Hardin addressed in her remarks was the importance of expanding international markets, especially for peanut growers who are producing more than ever.
We are blessed with the best farmers, in my opinion, in the world, and we grow more food than we need here, and we can help a hungry world. We can give them very consistent, high-quality food products, including peanuts, frankly. We just have got to have those markets. We've got to have access to those markets. That's what trade agreements do, is make sure they level the playing field. They make sure our producers and our products can get in there and access, you know, consumers who want our products. So trade agreements, they're not all perfect. There's give and take. There's a lot of negotiations that happens, but we also believe they're very critical to the future of our industry.
Hardin also talked about the potential for peanuts in the Trans-Pacific Partnership specifically.
China and Japan probably are two potential markets for peanuts that we need to really be thinking about. Japan is part of this agreement. I think there's a lot of opportunity there for our growers already in China, which is not a part of the agreement, but we have a lot of negotiations and discussions with China, a lot of investment in China already by the peanut industry. I'm happy to see that. The negotiations are taking place very soon in Hawaii. We'll have additional discussions. Our U.S. team will be there. USDA will be a part of the U.S. team, making sure we're getting as much as we possibly can for our producers in all segments across the country.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.